The NFL hopefuls have descended on Indianapolis, and more than 1,000 credentialed press also made the trek to check in on the scouting combine this year, 2015. The NFL, coaches, personnel, they're all there. The scouting combine, of course, the next step as everyone gets ready for the draft and a little bit closer to free agency after the Senior Bowl, in between, before pro days start. And now it's over, just like that. We planned for that trip for so long, guys. And here we are back at Dove Valley with Andrew Mason and Phil Milani. I'm Chris Hall. Going to take a moment here to kind of reflect on what it was like to be down there in Indy for those four very intense days for the work we were doing, just there in the press room, talking to players, talking to more than 200 of them. And then, of course, afterwards when they all did their on-field drills. What stood out? Andrew, I know the draft is one of your favorite times of year. You enjoy getting into it, getting to know these players. There's so much to kind of weed through. Let's start with just a couple of things during that event that stood out to you.
Well, the edge rushers, I thought, had a very good day, both linebackers and defensive ends. I mean, you look at guys like Vic Beasley of Clemson. He really jumped out when he worked out. Bud Dupree of Kentucky, there's another guy who I think solidified his first-round status. But really, for the Broncos, those guys are going to be long off the board before they pick at number 28. So you're looking more at guys that maybe didn't have great film but had great workouts, and you're going to take a second look at them. Byron Jones of Connecticut, great example. A guy who looked like a late-round pick before this weekend. He goes to the combine, and he sets a world record in the standing broad jump, 12'3", and also adds in a big vertical jump and good numbers in the three-cone and the short shuttle. So as John Elway said to a bunch of us last week, when a guy has a workout like that, you kind of go back and say, okay, you know, you watch the film, maybe do a reevaluation and say, can we get that kind of performance out of him if we were to draft him? So I'm sure Jones and others, they're going to take a closer look at in the next few weeks.
One thing, those on-field drills, of course, they stood out. Twitter just went nuts when that world record for the broad jump was set. Those are what you see on the field during NFL Network's 30-plus hours of live broadcast during the combine. Also, Phil, what you don't see on TV, you get a chance to talk to some people, some guys who know a lot more about this draft class, and you ask them what they may think a certain team would do, you get some interesting answers. You got one yourself.
Yeah, I talked to, you know, some analysts like Joel Klatt or Todd McShay from ESPN, and some of the things that they pointed out are that, hey, this class is really deep on edge rushers, kind of like May said, a couple other positions, but one thing where the Broncos may be looking at is the tight end position. You got, you know, Jacob Tammy, Virgil Green, Julius Thomas, guys like that, where it's an uncertainty with them heading into the free agent period. So maybe looking at the tight end position, not a lot of depth there, according to some of these analysts. There's really two guys who have kind of set themselves apart from the rest of the class. That's Clive Walford from Miami, and that's Max Williams from Minnesota. Those guys, according to the analysts, don't necessarily grade out to a first-round pick, but maybe because of the depth there, they may boost up into that first round. And a guy like Williams out of Minnesota, he's so young, just about to turn 21 next month, or in April. And he said that one of the things, he has a lot of room to grow, could develop into a powerful tight end.
That's our takeaways from the scouting combine. It was fun. Now it's over. We're all glad to be home. For Phil, for Andrew, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks very much for watching. And look, we are rolling out the red carpet in terms of draft build-up content. We've got programming scheduled for every day of the week. We got plenty of tape from the combine, college highlights, on-field drills. We've got everything. We've got a whole programming schedule set up. So make sure, if you haven't yet, bookmark DenverBroncos.com. Until next time, thanks so much for watching. And again, free agency getting just that much closer.